We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Something I could have said to make it all stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before
NBC announced it will not air next year's Golden Globes due to the controversy surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Yeah, it's like NBC said to ABC, we see your hostless award show and raise you no award show.
Good morning. What day is it?
Welcome to the show.
Guess you don't know what today is.
May 11th is National Twilight Zone Day.
That's weird.
Woo! Twilight Zone?
Have you seen it, the Twilight Zone?
Things can get a little weird out there.
What is it, the Twilight Zone?
It's starting to get a little weird.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop.
Wake up with Brett and Julie on Y88 St. Louis.
Trying to say the show's weird, guys?
Nice! I mean, it kind of is.
Truth. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. How's everyone doing today?
Oh, so good. Is it Tuesday? I don't even know. Okay, it's Tuesday.
So, since it's Tuesday, I have a question for you guys. Serious question. I can't decide something important in my son's life. My son was born on a Tuesday 4 weeks ago. Is he 1 month old today, or do I have to wait till the 13th, which would be the 1 month, because he was born on April 13th. Do I have to wait till May 13th? What is it?
This is how I think of with the guy that I'm dating, because we met on December 5th. So okay.
You're dating a baby?
I'm dating a baby. He's a fireman. And I always go to the 5th every month. I'm like, that's our anniversary. So I don't know. I feel bad saying that, because kids a month, but...
I'm thinking too. I'm leaning that way. But Kevin, what do you think?
I kind of like your thinking. I think it's like, hey, this was the day. This is the month, because it is this 28 days. There are 28 days in February, unless it's a leap year. So yeah, I mean,
I know, but it's May. How many days are in May?
30.
Okay, well, I feel like I'm
31. 31.
Sorry, right? I'm trying to remember the rhyme.
I'm bad at that too.
Oh man.
What about you, Lance? What do you think?
I'd say 4 weeks, because I mean, you know, you got the benefit now at 4 weeks, and when he gets to 5 weeks, and then you can say a month. And I think 5 weeks sounds a little weird.
Okay.
That's
true. I'm going to wait till what Julie said. I think the 1 month will be the 13th, but he's 4 weeks old or whatever. You know, May 13th is when I'll be like, kid's 1 month old. Get a job.
Yes, I totally won. I love winning. Thank you.
Anyone do anything fun yesterday? Anyone do anything fun? In the room.
Fun.
Who did the most fun thing? I changed a bunch of diapers. I think I set the record.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So funny. Yeah. I mean, I worked out with my trainer, so that was fun.
Oh, that's right. Cool.
Oh,
you know, today is National Foam Rolling Day, Julie.
Oh.
Are you celebrating?
I'm going to should celebrate with this old body. I'll foam roll it.
Yep.
Well, let's get the show started. Foam rollers and all. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for hanging out with The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Every single day, we try to start your day off with some good news, a cup of coffee, and hanging out with friends. Julie, what's going on with some good news, though?
Well, a St. Charles West High School, one of the best teachers, may just be a student. He has a heart for people, apparently. Joshua Nelson, he's 18, getting ready to graduate, plans to go to Southeast Missouri State. So apparently, SEMO offered him a scholarship. And what he decided to do was pretty cool. He saved up some money for college, and since he got a scholarship, the money he saved, he helped another student have his tuition.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's super interesting. Cool. Because he had the money saved up when he got his full ride. He's like, you know what? I got this money. How about I pay for somebody else? That's instantly starting, like, breaking the cycle and instantly giving back, which is so cool.
I know. What a good kiddo. And love that he's from St. Charles. You go, Joshua.
I honestly think education is like one of the most important things with breaking the cycle of poverty. Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself, man, wouldn't it be cool to get to a certain point in your life to start a scholarship foundation?
Yeah.
And then this kid just comes up and like basically started his own scholarship foundation instantly. He's like, all right, I just started in it right away, 18 years old.
I know. It's so cool. He's such an inspiration. I love how they said one of the best teachers is a student.
Sweet.
Well written.
A story worth sharing. Check it out. I saw something on Julie's Instagram this past weekend that I thought was powerful, beautiful, and raw all at one time. And I want to talk about it in 5 minutes, Julie, because I have so many questions about it. But first, you are our entertainment guru, our gossip queen. Give us what's going on in the entertainment world and the entertainment minute.
Oh, my gosh. Bennifer, they've been spending several days together in Montana. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they look very much back together because they spent a week together in Montana. I mean, if you're hanging out with your ex at like a cabin, that's kind of romantic.
I hate this. Why? Stop. People, when they go through tough breakups, they always go back to what feels comfortable, which is the old. But if it didn't work the first time, it's probably not going to work this time. I love both of them. I just don't love them together.
I think that's good advice.
Good point.
It's not going to work again. You better just drop it. Tom Arnold wants Margot Robbie to play his drug queenpin sister Lori in a scripted series he's developing. He said, I can see her doing a total transformation similar to what Charlize Theron did in Monster.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
she's so tough. Like, she's such a cool actress. I love everything about her.
Did you say you watch Grey's Anatomy, Brett?
I do.
Okay.
My wife makes me watch it.
Well,
I like it too. It's cool. I'm into it.
Let your wife Katie know that ABC has renewed Grey's Anatomy as well as its spinoff Station 19. Meanwhile, Fox has canceled Prodigal Son starring Michael Sheen after two seasons.
No, that's a good show.
Kevin loves that one.
Oh,
that's your entertainment.
Julie, you posted something on Instagram that I instantly came in on Monday. I was like, man, we got to talk about this. It was beautiful. It was raw and probably not easy for you to do, right?
Oh, it's very hard for me to do. Yeah, but I'm glad I did it. And I'll tell you more about it next.
On Y98 St. Louis. That's 3 minutes away. Everyone kind of processes grief differently, and I feel like everyone's grief journey looks different. And then I saw what Julie posted on Instagram, and I'm like, man, that's really smart when you're dealing with someone or a loss of someone or something that you love. And I love this idea, Julie. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. What do you do for the dogs that you lose?
Yeah, so I've adopted 13 dogs at this point because I love adopting the old dogs. And sometimes I have them for a month. Sometimes I have them for a year. And so, let's see, I've lost like, I think, 7 dogs so far. And with each dog, I have this process. I have to cry for a while. And then I take a shadow box and I take a bunch of pictures that I've taken with them and maybe part of their collar. And I put it in a shadow box to kind of create a little memory of them.
Aww.
That's beautiful. You know, there's so many things I wanted to mention in this like segment here. First off, the fact that you adopt the older dogs is so brave. Like, I could never have the stomach to do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like those type of dogs always get passed on. When you're like, people are looking to adopt a dog, like, I don't want something so temporary because they don't want to deal with that. You have to be so brave knowing that this is the end of their life and you are bringing them peace at the end of their journey. So that's so brave in the first step. And then to have to process that every single time.
Yeah.
What do you put on the shadow box? Just memories, or how do you put it together?
Yeah, so I have a lot of different pictures I take, and I like cut around their head so I can kind of fit as many little pictures in there as I can. And I always try to have their paw print in there, because after a dog passes away, usually the vet will give you a paw print.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of, you know, the last thing that their body ever touches, really, that little paw print. So it's kind of nice to have that in there, too. And let's see, if, you know, little pieces of things that I have for them, like a little tag or something. Anything I have, I try to put in the shadow box. And it is so fun to look at them in one of my rooms. I have them all up there. I think I posted like six of them on the Wake Up Instagram like story today. There's one dog, my dog Yoda. I had her for 15 years. I haven't been able to put her shadow box together just yet. Aww. But she's coming up. She's coming up next.
You said you post, you have them in the room. How often do you open them up and look at them?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to open it. It's just like covered with glass.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like,
it's kind of like a wall of shadow boxes.
Yeah.
So you can see it at any time.
Cool. Yeah. It looks like a little frame basically. So you can always look in there. And so it's in my spare room, which is my dog Champ's room, actually. He watches Netflix in there. And so I have them all up on the wall. It's so cool to just see their little faces.
Such a beautiful story. Yeah. If you're like kind of dealing with the process of losing a loved one, because this works for humans too. Just look back, or, you know, you lose a pet, or, you know, a family friend, you can post these shadow boxes. Julie posted up a picture of them on her Instagram, the Wake Up Y98 on IG. What is the last thing you learned from YouTube? You're like, YouTube, you're my teacher. You're my professor. Teach me something. 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. I feel like nowadays companies are going to get rid of training videos and just say, hey, just YouTube it.
Yeah.
Julie,
totally,
when did you lean on YouTube?
Okay, so this was you were in town, and I knew I had to pick you up and take you into work, and one of my tires is always low, that front right tire, it's always like low, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go get some air in my tire, because I am an independent woman, and I could do stuff like that. So
good for
you. I went to go to like Quick Trip and use their free air. But I was doing it wrong, and every time I put air in, it would just come out.
Okay.
Because I guess I just wasn't pushing it on there right, and I said, oh my gosh, I feel like such a dumb person doing this air in my tire. And but then I knew I had to pick up Brett the next day, so I'm like, Julie, you got to figure this out, you're making it worse. And so I said, I'm going to look on YouTube how to put air in your tire, which sounds like the dumbest thing to look up, but I actually just needed the encouragement from YouTube, and then I got it done.
I'm curious if that's when people YouTube it most too, like when you lean on YouTube is when you're too afraid to ask someone for help. Like,
I know,
I don't want to ask this question to my friend or anyone else, a stranger to so standing around at the gas station, I'm just going to YouTube it, because that's when I do it too. Like, we're doing home improvement stuff. I'm always so embarrassed. Like, I don't know how to hang a picture frame. And I'm like, how do I use this screw and hang this thing in my house? And then I use YouTube around for home improvement projects because I don't want to be emasculated.
Right.
Exactly. Well, Kevin tried to use YouTube. It didn't really work though.
Yeah, I had an issue with a Nintendo Switch with my kids and, you know, watching like four or five of these things, and they're all saying different things, and I'm trying all these different things, and finally it's like, I'm just going to ship it back. So the good news is it's on its way back from Nintendo fixed.
Did you need YouTube to ship it, like shipping instructions?
No. No.
That's funny. Okay, I want to know, when's the last time you learned something from YouTube? Jump in on this conversation. And were you successful? I guess that's part of the question that we didn't realize we had to ask. Did it actually work from you?
Yeah.
Jump in on the conversation right now.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Pretty soon. soon we won't have to ask YouTube for help. We'll just ask robots that are living with us. Just how close are you away from living among robots and keep it moving in less than 6 minutes?
Oh, no.
Such an interesting story. We are talking about what is the last thing that you learned on YouTube on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie learned how to put air in her tires. Now you can just call upon her to ask you, hey, who needs air in their tires? Julie's got you.
I got you.
Julie, what else did people learn on YouTube on the Bomarito text line, 314-531-9898?
Well, someone said, I learned how to fix the handle on my dishwasher. I also learned how to replace a part in my air conditioner in my car.
Oh, wow.
Dang. Awesome. When people go to like big ticket items like messing with your car on YouTube, I'm like, I don't know if I would do that. I would go on YouTube and be like trying to fix the air conditioner and all of a sudden I'd have like a missing tire. Like, how did you do that, bro? Tracy in St. Louis, what is the last thing you learned on YouTube?
I learned how to French braid my own hair.
Dang. Ooh,
that's hard. Nice. I'm impressed. I still cannot do that. I feel like I've tried to watch YouTube videos, but it's always backwards.
I got bored during quarantine, and I'm like, I need to learn how to do this. So I did.
Good for you. Thank you so much for the call. You can teach Julie.
Yes.
And then you guys can make a YouTube together.
That'd be fun.
Kat, what is the last thing you learned how to make on YouTube?
I was Saturday, had my granddaughter, and I'm an old lady, so they didn't have these baby wraps at that time. I had no clue how to help her put this baby wrap on. It's called a Catan, and used the YouTube, and it was simple as pie, and she was happy as a lark, so it all worked out well.
Awesome.
My wife and I have looked up the baby wrap thing like 5 times. Katie, my wife, is way better at it. She's done it like once for my son and liked it. I'm terrified. Bravo to you to pull it off because it's difficult and to feel brave enough to like carry your child around with it.
Absolutely. Go to YouTube. It works.
Right. That's all you need. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. And if you need to learn how to parent, YouTube's there for you too.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music and home of the Wake Up with...
There's all these cool stories on the internet. We want to make sure you are up to date on all the trending stories that we do this thing called Keep It Moving on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, where we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline. Julie decides, hey, tell me more. I want to hear about that. Or she can decide to keep it moving like, hey, headline was good enough for me. I don't need any more info.
That's
nope.
Right.
Julie, you're in control, all right?
I love that.
2 minutes on the clock. Okay. How far are we away from exploring and predicting when we live with, or experts predict we'll live with live robots?
Ooh, I want to know about that.
They're predicting. Experts say we are 20 years away from having a live robot in your house to do things for you and connect with you. We're going to take Alexa one step further, and they said that we're like 5 to 6 years away from drones being able to kind of like deliver packages, which they already do, and watch your kids in the backyard so you feel more comfortable.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Robot watching the kids. Yeah. Love it.
Babysitters everywhere. Love just got it. Replaced by robots. How much does the average American eat in 1 year?
I don't care about that.
Kevin gets so sad.
No.
All right, Kevin, she even looks at you and then said, no, I don't care.
I know. It's like, too bad.
Keep it moving.
Nearly 1 in 3 new stores opening in the U.S. are this store. Do you know what it is?
I would like to know that. Please tell me more.
Do you have a guess? I want you to guess first. Which store do you think it is? I thought it was going to be Target, and I was wrong.
Yeah, then it's Walmart.
New York and Company. What about that? I love that one.
Starbucks. Dollar General. Dollar General.
Really?
1 in 3 stores opening in the U.S. are now Dollar General. About 45% of the new stores opening all over the country are Dollar Generals.
Hmm.
What will never be the same once the pandemic is over, according to top answers on Reddit?
I feel like this is going to make me sad, so keep it moving.
Okay. A cheater goes viral for busting himself. Do you want to know what this fool did?
Ooh. Tell me more about that scumbag.
Love that. So this woman posted the video on TikTok showing her boyfriend how he got busted cheating. He took a picture in the hotel room and said, hey, honey, I really miss you. The picture was a live photo, and I guess the girl was moving into the photo as he was taking it, and she could see somebody move in, and she's like, you don't miss me. You ain't alone.
Oh, my God. Cheaters, they always bust themselves. That's what I love about karma. They always do.
I always say Jeff Bezos. Bezos? How do I say that?
Bezos.
Bezos. I always say his name wrong. He has a super yacht that has its own yacht. Curious about this?
Tell me about it.
All right, last story. He has a super yacht that is worth $500 million, and it has a helipad. Now, he said he doesn't want to be a pull of Titanic, where if the boat were to sink, you only have a door to float on, like Rose. It's clearly had enough room for Jack. It's going to have a backup yacht, just in case anything goes wrong.
That's ridiculous. Oh, Leo DiCaprio.
Don't let go, Julie. Don't let go.
Kevin, oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Those stories all posted moment. For you at Y98.com.
Don't lose this moment.
I feel like Julie's about to give us superpowers. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. So it's TikTok Challenge Tuesday. There's all these different hacks and challenges all over TikTok. And so we're going to try some of them every single Tuesday to see if they're actually true or not, or they're just something that's going viral on the internet. And Julie, you said you're going to make our hands magnetic.
Yes, I put this video, by the way, on the Wake Up's Insta story if you want to see what in the world I'm talking about. So here's what you do. You take your pointer finger and stick it up, okay? And then you shake your pointer finger 10 times. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then you put your pointer fingers together. And then your one finger is magnetic to the other one.
Oh, yeah, and it's pulling in.
See?
Oh, I feel like,
are you guys actually doing it? Because mine was actually doing it, but I felt like it was like the Ouija board. It looks like you're moving it. But no, it was actually moving
it. Actually
in.
Is.
Yeah. You can try it again if you want to.
Yeah, let's do it one more time. Ready?
Okay. So you take your pointer finger and you shake it 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then you put your fingers up and then one of them goes to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slowly
your
happening.
Your two pointers touch.
That's crazy.
Your hand's magnetic.
Dang it, these TikTokers are geniuses. They're taking over the world.
And it doesn't work with the other fingers. Crazy.
Good point, Kevin.
It doesn't work with the, you tried the other finger?
I tried
Kevin?
The other fingers. It works. It's like, it's only magnetic to the pointer.
Yeah.
We'll post our video up on the Instagram, too, at the Wake Up Y98, or if you just want to watch the story and try it for yourself so you can see the instructions that Julie stole from these TikTok genius kids. Y98, say it, Lewis. Hey, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of stars are returning their golden...
Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we put together our ultimate mom crew full of awesome mom celebrities, and we ask people to vote. We do have those results. To who had the coolest mom crew, we'll do that in less than 5 minutes. But Julie, let's jump into the Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan, our entertainment guru.
Well, yesterday, NBC canceled the Globes, literally the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, who handles the Globes. Apparently, there's a lot of controversy with them. The severe lack of diversity, meaning they have no black members at all. There's been preferential treatment, misuse of funds, and allegations of sexism and abuse.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Tom Cruise returned his Golden Globe. So did Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo.
It's been a problem for a while. When you say there's no black black members of the foreign press, you mean zero. Zero members.
Right.
You know, I just hope it's not a publicity stunt, because in the end, these award shows keep declining in ratings, so it's easy for them to take off something that's not bringing them in any ratings. That's not as hard to do, right? I want to see you make tough decisions and see you actually put them to their heels to the fire.
Yeah, exactly. Melissa McCarthy, she's always so funny. She posted a note she wrote to herself years ago. The instructions with life, it says, it's okay to cry it out. Go all in. You'll never get today back. And just eat the damn cookie.
Best advice ever. Just eat the damn cookie.
Yes. And on TV tonight, The Voice, the top 17 results show, season finale of Mayans MC on FX. And a new premiere, Moneyland, Money Explained, is on Netflix. It's narrated by Tiffany Haddish, Jane Lynch, Bobby Cannavale, Edie Falco, Marsha Gay Harden. So it looks pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
That's your Entertainment.
Those stories all posted for you at Y98.com. Speaking of celebrities, we put together a list of celebrity mom crew, and we asked people to vote on the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. We do have those results. We'll just certain celebrities where you can just grab an Emo's pizza and just hang out with and drink some cold beers. We put together our own mom crew after, in honor of the day after Mother's Day. Like, who would we want to be hanging out? Those celebrity moms. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We all put together a team, and then we asked you to vote on Instagram on the Wake Up on Y98. Julie, who was on your mom crew? Who was your mom team in the draft?
Okay, my mom crew was... I was going to say Jennifer Lopez. No, I didn't put her on mine. Jennifer Garner, Oprah, and Angelina Jolie.
I have to admit, I called you out for saying Oprah's not a mom and you were cheating. And somebody called me out on Instagram saying moms come in different forms and that Oprah is a mom. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And sometimes you just get called out on Instagram and you have to admit it.
Yeah, she's a mom of the world. Yeah.
Lance had Dolly Parton, Samantha Brown, and Allison Janney. Lance, you went more strategic. You said Samantha Brown, who none of us had ever heard. She's on the Travel Channel, or?
Yep. She travels 250. Her job is she travels the world and makes TV shows. It's like, I want to tag along.
Yeah, I have a friend who gets free flights. That's a good move. Kevin, you went Beyonce, Pink, and Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, much to the chagrin of my wife, Sofia Vergara. But, you know, you got to have a hot mom in there. Not that the others are not hot. But, you know, I mean, I just, you know.
Not that Sarah Noach isn't hot.
Right.
You should have said that, Kevin.
I know. She's disappointed I didn't choose Blake Lively because her man is Ryan Reynolds.
So that was over there.
I thought about Blake Lively, and a lot of people on Instagram did mention that, like, where's the love for Blake Lively? But I think they're a package deal. Duo. I think Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are fun together, and so we're creating a mom crew, and I would have to invite the husband every single time, and that's against mom crew rules.
I do need to show you, though, that Kelsey.Papsiak on here, she said, none, and then you asked her who her mom crew was. Guess who's in her mom crew? Jennifer Garner, who's in my mom crew, so that is an extra vote for Julie.
And then I had Chrissy Teigen, Michelle Obama, and Kelly Clarkson. I thought Chrissy Teigen's wild and is going to make the group really fun. I thought Michelle Obama's like the staple friend where you're like, hey, like, we lean on you. And then Kelly Clarkson is awesome. Like, I think she's everyone's best friend.
Yeah.
I think if we look at the polls, because we appreciate every single person who commented and then wrote in, I think I won slightly. It was close.
I think I won slightly.
Julie, you did. It was close. But I know. Count. You want to know how I know I won?
Why?
Because my favorite comment on there is from this person called Julie Tristan on Instagram. Said, I must be reading this wrong because I feel like there's a lot of votes for Brett.
I think I'm reading this wrong, and so are you right now. I'm not a good loser.
If you guys want to check out our mom crew and vote, Julie says she'll take it late votes if you want. You can just comment away. She'll take the late votes.
Only late Julie votes.
The Wake Up, Y98 on Instagram. Help me out here so I don't feel so alone. Did you, as a parent, ever dress your kid? Mainly I'm talking to the guys probably right now, or the women who are like, yeah, the dad in the house did this. Did you ever dress your kid and it just be an absolute fail, total backfire? 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, my son, Teddy, is 4 weeks old today, actually, and Katie does most of the dressing and picking out the outfits, and we have, like, some of the cutest outfits ever. And so she's like, can you grab an outfit? I was like, yeah, we got the cutest outfits ever. How could I fail? How could I screw this up? So I grab an outfit, and she comes out of, like, the bedroom. She's like, what did Daddy do?
Apparently
it didn't match. I don't know. It was a gray sweatpants and a gray shirt. It was like gray on gray or something. I don't know. I thought it looked cute.
Why are you putting gray on gray on a baby? That's what I want to know.
I thought it worked. And as soon as I posted that we were going to talk about this today, a friend of mine who is a school teacher literally DMs me and goes, oh, we can always tell when Dad dresses the kids.
Yeah.
That's It's been, yeah, they are judging you. And by the way, Brett's wearing a gray shirt today because it must be your color. Don't put gray on the baby, Brett.
I've got gray pants on, too. I got black pants on. I showed the video. So I want to make sure I'm not alone. Has anyone else done this before in your house where dad dressed the kids and it just totally backfired? Kevin, did you ever have a backfire as a dad dressing the kids?
All the time, man. I mean, you know, who doesn't love cargo shorts on a baby? Come on. Apparently my wife.
Cargo shorts, that's good. Yeah. I thought it worked. See,
well, I mean, the good news is though, Brett, as they get older, it gets easier because they kind of, you know, pick out their own outfits, sweatpants, sweatshirts. The gray on gray will be fine when they're in second grade, but right now, not so much.
Kevin, my kid's 4 weeks old. I'm so far away from that. Like, soon the kid will be picking out his own outfit. You don't have to worry about it, Dad. I'm like terrified when my wife goes back to work and I'm going to be like, she's going to come home and be like, what happened in this house?
Yes, right. Totally. That's so cute, though.
Is there any other dad fails where your husband or your significant other dressed the kiddo and you're like, that was a backfire?
Jump in and join the convo. 3-1.
Oh, what did daddy do was my wife's reaction when she saw the outfit I picked out for my son. It's the wake up with Brett and Julie. I just had a baby 4 weeks ago. My wife's been picking out most of the outfits. I mean, we have the cutest clothes ever. And so when she told me to grab something, I thought, oh, I can't screw this up. Picked out an outfit and she was like, yo, that isn't even close to matching. Like, you weren't even in the right room of what a good outfit would have been. And so I wanted to know if I was alone on this. Am I the only dad who's ever screwed up an outfit before? Does anyone else have these type of stories where daddy just failed? 314-531-9898. Or you can text us on the Bomberito text line. Julie, does anyone have my back? Or everyone's like, no, my husband has fashion sense, Brett.
I think they have your back. One dad texted in. He said, I'm in the same boat. I'm not allowed to pick out the clothes for my two girls.
Oh, wow.
I had to do it for a boy. I couldn't even imagine picking out girls' clothes.
Right, like,
oh,
exactly.
My God, the panic.
There is support for you on the texting line, though. One person said, babies look cute in anything. You did not fail.
That kid is cute. He's like a model.
Exactly. And then, let's see. Oh, one person said, my son put the sleeper on upside down, so the diaper area was used as his neck. You know that, like, where you... the little thingies in there, that's too funny.
Mm-hmm. Every single time I have to put an outfit on, my wife, like, hovers over me.
To watch?
Because I have trouble getting his arms through, like, the holes, and then you can tell he's all uncomfortable, and I'm just wiggling this kid around, and she's like, I don't want to step in because I want you to do your own thing, but also, like, yo, you're hurting the kid.
Let me help you. And then someone said, let's see, my husband snapped the onesie over my daughter's leggings when she was a baby. Apparently not supposed to do that either.
Mm-hmm. No, Kevin, he's experiencing this too. 314-531-9898. We'll take some more calls and text messages next on Y98 St. Louis.
KYK.
I was getting kind of used to being so will you love to let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so will you love.
Should never let dad dress the kids.
At any age. What?
It's the wake up with Brett and Julie. I was telling the story about how my son, who's 4 weeks old, I dressed him for the first time. First time I got to pick out an outfit. My wife looks at me and goes, what did you put this kid in? Like, it doesn't even come close to matching. And so, Kevin, I wanted to lean on you because you make me feel better about being a dad. You said, hey, the clothing stuff, you'll figure out later. At least you didn't do this. What did you do to your daughter, Kennedy?
Well, when she was little, she was in her bassinet too long, and her neck went sideways, and it kind of locked there. And I was like, I just broke my baby.
So you were supposed to get her out of the bassinet at a certain time,
and you didn't do it. So ended up going to the chiropractor, and thank goodness they could work their magic and, you know, loosen her neck muscles. But man,
Brett,
a clothing fail is not a fail at all in my book.
I'll take it. That made me feel way better. Right. You had to go to the chiropractor for a baby?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gene, what happened when daddy dressed your baby?
Well,
He liked to put things on backwards. I guess he, you know, especially snaps, you know, the things he just couldn't understand why you would put snaps on in the back. So, you know, things always came out with the snaps in the front, whether they belong there or not. So
that made me feel better. Thank you for the call, Gene. The other day, Julie, there was like so many buttons on this one onesie thing. I just left it. I just said, screw it.
You're like, no buttons. No. I'm you like, just pulled them off.
It's like a cool style thing now just to leave the clothes dangling.
No, it's not.
The babies are into it.
No, they're not.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for making me feel better. Happens to the best of us. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for hanging out with The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. When were you on the Jumbotron? What were you doing? What game were you at? Was it a kiss cam moment? Were you just eating food and it was awkward dancing? 314-531-9898. It's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, I was on the Jumbotron at Busch Stadium. Went to the game when I was in town last week, just getting to St. Louis, and I go to a Cardinals game. Love the stadium. I'm enjoying my time, and boom, I'm on the Jumbotron. I was so excited.
What were you guys doing on the Jumbotron? Were you eating or laughing, or what's happening?
That's the thing. I think I look like an idiot.
You weren't ready.
I was like drinking a beer, and I wasn't prepared, and I didn't even get a picture of it, and I've always wanted to be on the Jumbotron. The only time I've ever been on the Jumbotron is like when I'm with like my friends and they have kids, and it's really the kid on the Jumbotron. Yeah. I'm just kind of awkwardly to the side. But this was like the group of four of us. It was like four guys who went out to have some catch a game and drink some beers, and the four of us were on the Jumbotron, and I didn't even get a pic, and I think I look like silly.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me, because I would have gotten a pic of us on the Jumbotron. Second of all, you probably should have been wearing a Brett and Julie 198 shirt.
Yeah. Blew that, too. Do we have t-shirts yet? We need to get t-shirts.
You don't have a t-shirt? I have a shirt. I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
I bet you did good. You were probably, you know, looking like a good Cardinal fan.
Right.
I think it's such a cool moment. But you guys have all been on the Jumbotron. Julie, you said at WWE?
Yeah, I went to the WWE came in town. The guy that I was dating at the time, he loved that thing. And so I got like these tickets that were really close to the stage. And we were on the kiss cam. And so we like kissed on the kiss cam. And people kept texting me. They're like, oh my gosh, I just saw you on the kiss cam. Because the WWE plays like Wednesday night or whatever all over the world. So funny.
That's cool.
Did you kiss?
Yeah, it was so awkward. He was my boyfriend, so I kissed him. It was like, okay, no big deal.
I would be so, even if it was my wife, I'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to kiss her. Then people would be judging me like, oh man, he doesn't got good technique.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, you said you had a pic of you on the Jumbotron?
Yeah, well,
you were good.
We've done several Y98 days at the ballpark.
Oh, and this guy's going to brag. We was on the Jumbotron every time he goes to the game.
Well, there was one time I got to actually do a segment with some listeners and some fans of the Cardinals on the Jumbotron. The worst one, though, was when they put me in Lederhosen because I lost a bet.
Oh.
So I was up on the Jumbotron wearing my Lederhosen.
We need that picture for real.
No, I think that one's been removed. Lance flagged by Facebook.
Lance, did you see this pic? You probably know it. You've been around, man, with him.
The pic of Kevin and the Lederhosen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I not only saw the pic, but I was there live and in concert with him in that outfit.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, yeah. Lance was in Lederhosen, too?
No. I was just there. I was I was an in-person witness to it. I was just not in Lederhosen.
It really happened.
These stories are fun. When were you on the Jumbotron? What were you doing? Who were you hanging out with? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898.
It's this this is something I've always wanted to happen in my life. I've always wanted to be on the Jumbotron. I go to Busch Stadium and I missed it. Didn't even get a pick of it. Such a cool moment.
Jumbotron fail. I'm just kidding.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. You can text us in on your Jumbotron stories at 314-531-9898 on the Bomberito text line. When were they on the Jumbotron, Julie?
Someone said I was on the Jumbotron at St. Louis Steamers game.
Oh, Steamers, yeah.
That was soccer, right?
That's
back
correct.
In the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else, I was on the Jumbotron at the Bryan Adams concert. I was dancing.
Dancing. I always think being on the Jumbotron when you're dancing could get really awkward. Like, because most people aren't like, you don't have the room to really show off your dance right. skills. So it's hard to stadium dance.
I think I could stadium dance.
Really? That's good skills.
I'm just being overconfident right now.
Lisa in St. Louis, you were on the Jumbotron at WWE. Like, Julie, what were you doing?
Well, my husband was there, and I would stay home and was watching and recording from home. Like, okay, this is his big debut moment, right? Like, hoping to see him on TV, and he was there to see Finley wrestle, right? And he's dressed as a whole leprechaun. He's got a big red beard already,
nice.
Natural. And I'm like watching, I'm like, oh my gosh, there he is. And he's got a huge sign. And if being dressed like a leprechaun wasn't enough, he has a huge sign that says, Finley is my daddy.
I love it!
Oh my goodness.
He made the family proud that day.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Tell your husband we said hi and we want to hang out and drink beers with that dude.
Yeah.
Nancy, when were you on the Jumbotron? Nancy?
Yes. Sorry.
You're good. When were you on the Jumbotron?
I believe it was 2018. My boyfriend and I went to a Cardinal baseball game, and there were a lot of cameras around, and I said, wouldn't it be fun if we were on the Kiss Cam? Well, sure enough, they showed us. We looked up, and we both looked at each other in shock, and we went ahead and kissed each other, and we just laughed, and then there was another couple like that sat real close to us. They were on it, too. So we're texting everybody, telling them we were on it. And then the next time I was at my dentist, my hygienist said, I saw you on the Kiss Cam. I was at the Cardinal game.
Hey! That's awesome.
Everybody was seeing Nancy doing some smooching.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Nancy. Julie, I appreciate you. Julie, what's coming up in the Entertain Minute?
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about a lady that happens to be on my mom's squad.
So Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We understand that life is busy and you want to know everything that's going on in Hollywood and entertainment. So we recap it for you in 60 seconds. We call it the Entertain Minute with our queen of Hollywood, Julie Tristan.
This is getting better and better. I love that. Prince Harry and Oprah Winfrey, they have a documentary series that's about to debut. The Me You Can't See, which was co-created and executive produced by the Duke of Sussex and Oprah. May 21st on Apple TV Plus.
The last time those paired up for that interview, things were going viral like crazy.
Yeah. I know.
So curious to see what happens after this documentary.
I'm excited about who's taking over the Juliana Rancic role on the E! Live from the red carpet. It's Laverne Cox, famous from Orange is the New Black, actually where she was first on.
That's awesome.
That
She'd
awesome.
Be perfect for that. Mm-hmm. They're kind of redoing all of the red carpet. Seacrest is gone. Juliana Rancic is gone, too.
That's my favorite because they ask the celebrities random stuff you wouldn't even think about, and you really get to know them.
Right.
It's better than the show, I think.
And I do think, like, sometimes you need new people because, like Seacrest has been there forever. It just kind of feels like the same old thing. So refresh, it'll feel nice.
Elon Musk. So he was on SNL. I watched it. I thought he did a great job. Made me like him a lot more. And apparently, a lot of people liked him as well. SNL saw a 33% increase in ratings for the Elon episode, which is so cool. The third highest of the season.
That's
nice. Realized that Elon paid every single one of them $10,000 because he's got the money.
You're right. He's a billionaire. Yeah. And that's your Entertain Minute.
Those stories I'll post it for you. If you like a track star. Can we end up the second?
Hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy.
We really appreciate you sharing your stories with us on the Wake Up with Brett and Julian. These stories are still coming in about people's experience on the Jumbotron. I was telling you how I was on the Jumbotron at Busch Stadium for the first time. Huge milestone moment. I missed a pick. Julie was on the Jumbotron at the WWE, which I think is pretty awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
314-531-9898 on the Bomberito text line. People are still texting in with their stories.
Yeah, somebody said they were at the Jumbotron at a Blues game. Apparently it was for being a movie lookalike. They said they look like an Austin Powers movie character. They put very embarrassing.
What's our guesses? Austin?
I was thinking it must be Austin.
I'm thinking Dr. Evil.
I think Austin.
Austin?
I was thinking probably Austin, which that's not even good anyway. But, you know.
There's a really powerful story that Julie told earlier in the show that we're going to talk about again that I saw on your Instagram. It's a way for people to process grief in a different way. And Julie, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it's what I do when...
Sometimes things just come together. I feel like everything happens for a reason, and some things just fall right into place. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Even the way this show kind of started off and how it all got put together, kind of all fell together at the right time, at the right place, especially in my life personally. I just had a baby 4 weeks ago. My wife and I have wanted to live in St. Louis, and all of a sudden this job opportunity pops up, and I feel like our life starts coming together.
I know. It's so exciting, and we're so excited for you to move here because I know you're in Dallas right now, so you found a place.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like the biggest thing, I think, when trying to organize all of this stuff that's happening in our lives is finding a place to live. And my wife and I really wanted to live in the Kirkwood area, and there's like no houses, no inventory anywhere. And I've like contacted a couple of different real estate agents just looking to rent, actually, just rent. And there are zero on Zillow. Like, I feel like Zillow doesn't know Kirkwood exists anymore. I don't even know. And I'm getting on the plane to come to St. Louis to like kind of launch the show. And I sit down to a guy and I just start talking to him. He's the nicest guy in the world, and we're just getting along. And he comes out of nowhere and is like, well, I'm remodeling my wife's like grandpa's house, and it's in Warson Woods, which is really close to Kirkwood, right?
Yeah, it's so close. It's like right next door to Kirkwood.
Right.
He's like, you want to come check it out? I was like, never met this guy before. We're complete strangers. I take down his number. I had Uber to check out the house. The house is gorgeous. He's complete. Everything in this place is brand new in Warson Woods, in the area we pretty much wanted to be. And I'm sitting next to this guy in the airplane. I think we're taking the place, Julie.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I was hanging out at the Warson Woods Deerberg. So I wasn't hanging out there. I was just grocery shopping. And I almost texted you like, I'm at your future Deerbergs, hopefully.
Yeah.
You got
it's
a good
crazy.
One.
I mean, I honestly think everything does happen for a reason. I got on this plane. This job comes together. The city comes together. Everything happens for a reason. And one of the biggest stressors, I think, in our life is finally kind of wrapping up is where will we live? We just have to wait for him to finish remodeling it. I've never even heard of this before. When they're renting, I have to wait for them to, like, finish my house. Like, yeah, can you put these touches up for me? I'm a renter.
I love it. And how wonderful do you think me and Kevin and Lance are? You can talk about how great we are if you want right now.
Yeah, you guys are the best. honest to God truth, I could not have asked for better people to work with. Again, everything happens for a reason. So I'm so excited to be part of this family and not be homeless anymore.
Back at you. Hey, you are a wild one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.